are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM, WCNO, as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Thanks for tuning in to Piercing Darkness Radio. This is Apostle Solly. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God is a mighty God and he's doing mighty things. We have crusades in Greenville, South Carolina, also in Augusta, Georgia. Your prayers and your support is really appreciated. We have several crusades planned this year, international and national, and even our state, to the glory of God. Go to our website to get information about upcoming events. And also, come our deliverance services, the powerful, rapidly being delivered from bondages, major breakthrough, the things that God wants to deliver you from. If you want to partner with the ministry, we encourage you to do so and help us in pushing the gospel forward. To donate to this ministry, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, and your seed of any amount will help us in bringing the gospel to the lost and also bringing this programming to the glory of God. We also receive your prayer requests. You can call the prayer line to submit your prayer request, or you can also go to our website to submit your prayer request. Let us stand with you in prayer. You don't need to go through this thing alone. God is with you. The best is yet to come. Jesus is Lord. I'm going to show you the power of God. And recently in one of us, two of our different services, God moved powerfully. And then also, you're going to be able to enjoy a powerful message to help uplift your faith. Jesus is coming back soon, and I pray he finds you ready. So welcome to Piercing Action Show. Enjoy the show. I'll be back to pray with you at the end of the program.
He's my soul, my Savior God. How great thou art, how great thou art. Hallelujah.
Put your hands on feet of pain.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks for tuning in to Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Solly. We give God praise for this day he has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. The best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible when you believe. All you have to do is to believe and see God do the incredible. He says, call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Piercing Darkness Show is dedicated to lifting up Jesus, lifting up the name of Jesus, which is above every name. And whoever shall call upon him shall be saved. We want to thank all of your listeners. We have a prayer line you can call. 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. That's the number you can call for prayer. I want to invite you to come join us for a miracle crusade in Delray Beach. We're going to be at the DF campus in Delray Beach, 400 South Swinton Avenue. Come join us there on the 26th and 27th. 26th and 27th May at 7 p.m. It's going to be powerful. Come Lord. God's going to be glorified in these crusades. In Jesus' mighty name. 561-337-918. We're open for prayer right now. The lines are open. What happens in this crusade is amazing. Miracles, healing, deliverance, restoration. What happens in this crusade is God touches people and sets them free by his blood. For the blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The scripture says, I was young and I'm old, I've never seen a righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. God will not forsake the righteous. They that trust in the Lord are like mountain Zion, which is not shaken, but abideth forever. The Lord surrounds Jerusalem as mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. So we're going to hear some testimonies of people that God has touched and blessed in our meetings, in our services, as they testify of the goodness of the Lord. Just ask yourself a question. Can God touch you? And the answer is yes, he is able to touch you and to bless you and to deliver you. There's nothing too difficult for God. And that's what he wants. I want you to learn through these testimonies that you're going to hear on air, that there's nothing too difficult for God. God is able to do more than we think or ask according to his power that dwells in us. And there's nothing impossible with God. I want also to remind you that we do have a website. It's www.pyevangelism.net. You can go to our website and you'll be able to submit your prayer requests on our website. Also, on our website, we do accept prayer requests. Also, you can be able to know where we're going to be, our upcoming events, and be able to be part of them, because they're powerful. These crusades that are coming up, they're going to bless you in Jesus' name. Five six one three three seven nine zero one eight is the number you can call for prayer, and we want to stand with you in prayer and believe God that he will move in your life and touch you and deliver you and bless you, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Join us in our services. We have a service Sunday morning and Sunday night. The information is on our website. And also, we do have a TV show every Sunday at 5 o'clock. So we're going to hear some powerful testimonies today. And let these testimonies build your faith. These are people that got touched when they come to our services. And God bless them and move in their life. In that situation you're going through, you got to remember when we pray, God hears us. And he'll touch you and move in your life. In Jesus' name. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Jesus, I need your breath. 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 Jesus, I
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning to Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Ali. We just want to remind you that the Prince of God is here and lives are being changed. Lives are being transformed. We have the lines open up for prayer. We're going to stand within prayer. I'm going to share the word of God. We're going to catch up with the prophetic times we're living in. And the best is yet to come. And nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. For those of you joining us on Facebook Live, this is Apostle coming to you live from the studio.
Took away whatever complications this young girl had, moved the baby's situation, fixed it. This is when I was in Aiken in February. Yes, can you zoom this one in so they can see it on the screen? Can you go there and put on the screen, brother Steve? Give us this shot. Look at the miracle. Someone say hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. So the Lord moved in that situation immediately.
Oh, and another thing too, with this baby, she was born with this called hyperleftplasty, which means only one side of her heart was functioning. So God showed up and showed out.
Yeah. Stretch your hand and say, Father, you began a good work in this family. You shall be faithful to accomplish it. Let this baby grow to serve you, to do your will, to reach souls for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the powerful testimony that the child was only one side of the heart was really walking, but God moved, and we give God praise for that powerful miracle. A creative miracle is what God does when he's in his presence. Jesus is Lord.
Is he sleeping? Can you hold him like this so they can see him? Even he's knocked out. Uh-oh. We just messed up your sleep. A lot of light there. You see, what you see here is a miracle, not just because we say it so, but even the doctors say it so. Tell us.
Praise the Lord. I give God thanks for what he did for my son. 2 months ago, my son was sick. We took him to do a circumcision, and 4 hours later, when we come back home, I was holding him, and he was like, he was pale. And he was not responding, and he was not eating. So I told my husband, let's contact Apostle Sadi. And when we contacted him, and he rebuked the spirit of death, and he was giving me instructions. He was saying that grab a bottle of water, and he put over the water over the phone, and he told me to put the water in his neck and also in his belly, and he told me to put the water in his forehead, and I actually did. And after that, we take him back to the doctor. When we take them back, and the doctor was so shocked what happened to him, because he was pale, because nobody go to the doctor to get circumcised and 2 hours later your son is not responding, your son looked dead. And they quickly put him in an oxygen, and they quickly called the ambulance. So when we went to the hospital, and they call all the specialists to come in, because they never seen something like that, to see a 17-day-old baby just like, basically, they didn't want to say the word death. He was almost died. And they quickly, like, they call the specialists, and they check on him, and they say, oh my God, they were trying to talk to us, say that, oh, we don't know what's gonna happen. They didn't want to tell us that, oh, your son not gonna live. They did not want to say that, because they're doctors. They say, oh, we're hoping for a miracle. And my head pastor keep on calling us, Apostle Sadi, he keep on calling us, and he keep on saying everything will be all right. He's not gonna die, he shall live. And and he keep on encouraging us that he's not gonna die. When the doctor, they keep on coming back to Brandon, but it's like, what is going on with my son? They can't find out what's going on with him. They cannot know nothing. They every time they talk to us, they don't know what's going on with him. And basically, they wanna tell us that he's gonna die without telling us. because they would come to us, they would be like, oh my God, your son, we don't know what's going on with him, we can't do nothing right now, we're going to try to do this, we're going to try to do this test, that test, every test is done, my head pastor said, every test is done, they're going to come out negative. It's not going to be positive, it's going to be negative. And I listened to him, and he was in the ICU. So he was in the ICU, and he was,
I'm going to help my wife a little bit. She's going to continue. So basically, we were in the trauma room. There was doctors everywhere. And then they put us in, they put him up on the fifth floor of the Children's Hospital. And she didn't tell you, they drove 120 miles an hour with her in there, and she told them to slow down, and they said, we're trying to go save your son. And they put us on the fifth floor, and we hadn't slept, and I remember that we were looking out at the city of Minneapolis, and I was looking out the window, and distract my mind, I started doing ministry stuff, getting on the phone, calling people. I just want to take my mind off of it for a minute. And the doctor came out, one of the ER surgeons, he's like, I said, well, how's my son? And he, in a very stone-cold voice, he's like, well, I was like, well, we're believing to get out of here this week. He's like, your son will be here weeks or months minimum, so don't even think about that. And I looked him in the eye, and I don't know where the boldness came from, but I said, I don't want to disrespect you. I thank you for taking care of my son, but I believe that my God and Jesus will heal him, and it'll be sooner than that. And on day two, my wife, she just had a baby. He was only 17 days old. He's just turned 4 months this week. And day two, they don't let one of us stay in the room. We were staying in the Ronald McDonald House there because we had our four-year-old daughter, Esther Grace, with us, and she couldn't stay in there. They wouldn't let her be up there because there was too many sick kids in the PICU. And so I was getting ready to leave, and another head doctor that night, about 1 a.m, he says, well, I need you to sign this paper as the dad. And I said, well, what is this for? He said, well, we might have to do a blood transfusion. And I didn't want to make any irrational decisions, and I knew that didn't sound good. I said, doctor, out of respect, I'm going to go lay down and rest and pray. My wife will be here till the nurse comes. And then if you need me, you can buzz me. I'm two floors down. I'll come up immediately, and we can talk and make a decision about my son before I do anything rationally. So at 5, I couldn't sleep. I got my daughter to sleep, but I couldn't go to bed. And I was tossing and turning. And long story short, my wife was about to go lose her mind because we were worried about our son. Apostle had a vision. He was praying for my son, and he saw my son talking. Babies don't talk. But he saw his son talking and said, he's going to be all right. That was day two, amen. And he started getting better and better. And they came around, and on the fifth day, which is, they nicknamed him the miracle baby. And they released him on the fifth day down to the third floor with just a feeding tube and took him off life support. And Apostle prophesied he'd be out of there in 7 days. Amen. Give God praise. And on the seventh day, as we go back, the doctor came and says, your son can go home now, and released us to go home on the seventh day, which is perfection in the Bible, the same thing the man of God prophesied and prayed, and our son's alive and well, is going to serve the Lord. Amen. So if he can do it for my son, he can do it for you. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We give God praise for those powerful testimonies that we're hearing live on the radio. If you're going through something in your life and you don't know what to do, Jesus knows what to do. He says, ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. And knock, and the door shall be opened. I want you to believe God to move in your life, in your finances, in your health today. In Jesus' name, nothing is impossible. 561-337-9018. You see, when you doubt, you delay your intervention from the Lord. But when you believe, it's activated. When you limit God, then your mind is going to be meshed around, and the devil is the accuser of the brethren. So step out by faith and believe God for the impossible. We are reaching the lost today because Jesus has promised to move in lives of people that are caught up in bondage so he can deliver them. To God be the glory, for nothing is impossible with Jesus. I bless the Lord, and this prayer will continue within my heart 24/7. I'll be back after this.
Worship you, to worship you forever. You created me. You created me to worship. worship you forever. Everybody worship the Lord right now. Eyes closed, worship.
I know that the scripture is true, because the scripture makes it clear that ask, it shall be given to you, seek, you shall find, knock, and the door shall be opened for you. So today we're going to learn the word of God. We're going to step into the place of activating our faith. And how do you activate your faith? So you can step into the realm of breakthrough. And that's what I talk about today. You know, because there's nothing that God cannot do when you believe. When you believe, He will do all things. When you believe, He'll do all things for His glory, because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, what we're going to deal with is, we're going to deal with the hindrances to what the enemy has positioned your life to idolize. So, it is the destruction to you releasing your faith. We're going to deal with that. So, don't touch the dial. Stay tuned, because I'm about to share the word of God with you and help build your faith and activate you to a place where you can receive your blessing in Jesus' name. I'll be back after this message.
Oh, mercy and grace, thou art welcome. The cancer is gone. The cancer is gone. Say, Mama. Shh. God just opened her. She was deaf and she could not talk. God just opened her ears. Now open her mouth. Here. Amen. Mama.
Mama.
Been like this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. In 30 seconds, everybody tell God what you want before I close the service. You got 30 seconds. Everybody open your mouth. Tell God what you want. Tell God what you want.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory for that powerful testimony that happened in one of our services. where God opened the mouth of this woman that could not talk and began to talk. To God be the glory. They could not hear, and God opened the ears. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible when you believe. Believe it shall be done to you according to your faith. Is nothing impossible when you believe. We are here to stand in faith and pray for you that the Lord will deliver you from any power that is blocking your faith from receiving your blessing. So nothing is impossible when you believe. Just have to believe and it will be done according to your faith. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. I want to remind you the River Crusade coming up at the Craft Center on the 10th and 11th of August. You don't want to miss the crusade, mark your calendar. It's going to be amazing. And on May the 26th and the 27th, we're going to be in Derry Beach. So come, expect a touch from the Lord. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The conviction of things not seen. For by it men of old gain approval. In the King James it says, but faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Now, most people don't understand how to activate their faith because they live in a realm of doubt and fear and unbelief. You have to believe. So I'll give you a moment to get there so you can activate your faith today, because God is going to fix everything that is blocking you from releasing your faith. Because the God we serve is bigger than your mountain. The God we serve is bigger than your valley. The God we serve is bigger than your challenges. The God we serve is bigger than your troubles. And as we're going to see today, he wants to fix it for you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, King James. And evidence of things not seen. For by it elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So God is a creator, but he did not create the world without faith. Now you have to understand that if the Creator himself did not create the world without faith, what about us that are his creation? How can we expect to live a life without faith? So we have to have faith if we're going to live in victory. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you have to be willing to release your faith to get delivered from those powers that are holding you hostage. Now, let's study the Word and see what the Word of God says. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, let's look at verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. So there's a realm that exists around you that you cannot see with your eyes. You're not permitted to see. Now we understand the realm can only be accessed through the door of faith. But the situation here has to do with your perception, your relationship with God, and the way you receive his word in your spirit. Now, when we look at the scripture, we can't look at it from the natural, but you have to look at it from the realm of revelation. And once you perceive that God is still touching lives and delivering people and setting them free, then you release your faith. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. So, dead man speaking, that's faith, because what it did was written in the book of remembrance. Faith is able to operate where the natural cannot operate. And that's what I want you to really learn today, how powerful faith is. It is so powerful that it can be able to operate even after you left this life, because God is the one who gives faith. So faith does not die. So faith still operates. It is able to defy the powers of gravity and limitation. And then you're going to learn to take all the limits of God in the name of Jesus. So we have to come to a place where we believe that we can receive from God what the Lord wants us to receive, because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above our imaginations and above what we think, according to his power that works in us, the power of the Lord. And Jesus is able to do exceedingly abundantly above our imagination, according to his power that dwells in us. So if you're joining me live on Periscope, this is the time to share the word. As we break bread, you're going to be able to enjoy everything that God wants you to learn today. Now let's go back to verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, conviction of things not seen. It's evidence. So what the devil does, he wants you to doubt. So what he wants you to do is to think that God is limited based on your understanding. But God is not limited. So your understanding takes vacations. Your understanding is not active when you're sleeping, when you're uninformed about a situation. Because when you're not developed, or you've not been accessed the level of knowledge, then you're limited to the reality of how you can receive solution to the problems. But God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above our imagination. Now we're going to look at what it says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we seek God, we get rewarded. There is diligence that is involved in seeking God. But you can't seek him without faith. So he can't be pleased without faith. So without faith, it is impossible to please him. So our prayer has been faith. When we give an offering, it has been faith. When we apply for a job, it has been faith. Now, what if you apply for the job and they say, we decide to go with another applicant and not you? Does that mean that God didn't answer your prayer? No. It doesn't mean that God didn't answer your prayer, because you stepped out in faith. But you have to understand that the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by God. Maybe God has something better. Maybe there's some dangers in that particular one you wanted that you are not aware of. So God doesn't show you everything because he has to protect you from some stuff that if you knew that information, it might become destructive to you, or you might be, he's safeguarding you because you have to trust him. Because you see, you can't have faith if you don't trust God. You can't exercise faith without trusting God. So we don't put a fleece on God. We don't put a fleece on God. Say, oh God, if you give me this job, then I'm going to know you love me. We don't do that. When we come to God, we have to believe that he's what he says he is. And his answer is his answer. We have to believe that he's what he says he is, and his answer is his answer. So, Enoch, look at verse 5. By faith, Enoch was transferred that he should not see. Enoch was transferred that he should not see death. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. Look at it. By faith, Enoch was transferred that he should not see death, and was not found because God had transferred him. For before his transition, he had this testimony that he pleased God. What comes before the translation? So we like to preach about the effect of faith, but not what comes before the manifestation. So this man is translated, which means he was taken out of this world, never seen again, into another world. But his testimony was that he pleased God. So to have a testimony, there had to be witnesses, people around him that saw and heard and experienced or witnessed what this man did. God being number one, because this man pleased God, that God just took him on and said, let's go. And nobody ever saw him again. Faith is the language of heaven, the currency of heaven. And you can't separate faith from favor before the Lord. You know, even when we fast, give an offering, pray about what name you're going to give your baby, if you get pregnant, it has to be done in faith. Whatever you do, if you want to buy a home, maybe you have good credit and you're looking for a home, you want to buy a home, it has to be done in faith. Because when God is involved, faith has to be present. When God is involved, faith has to be what? Present. So, when we put our faith to work, what happens? We receive His touch. We put our faith to work, we receive His blessing. We put our faith to work, we receive His favor. A believer that is not walking in faith is a non-believing believer. And that's the danger, that it may sound like you have the uniform of a believer, but if you don't believe, then I call you a non-believing believer. And there's no difference between you and the non-believer. Because when we take faith out of a relationship, it becomes dry. And the devil's duty is to cause confusion and miscommunication. You know, I usually pray for people, and I pray for people in almost every service. I tell them, you have to believe. If you don't believe, then you cannot receive. Because God wants to give it to you, but you have to believe. But some people say, well, I want you to believe for me. Of course, I'm believing God for you. But you have to believe also. Now, we've been in situations where God has healed people that did not believe, because you can't limit to what God can do. When rain begins to fall, it falls on believers and non-believers. So it doesn't mean that the rain didn't come from God. So sometimes God will just drop a miracle, a healing for someone who doesn't believe, because He wants to extend His love and show them, this is what I can do for you. But somebody has to believe for that to happen. So somebody has to stand in the gap and believe for you to receive. But you have to believe to keep it. So once God releases it and you experience it, but you have to believe to keep it. So we receive it by faith and keep it by faith. Now, how does the enemy begin to chop your faith away, whereby you can't have faith, you don't trust God, you don't believe Him? This when you begin to put your understanding into what and how He operates. Let's look at verse 7. By faith, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, as yet moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, why would Noah build an ark when he has not seen no rain or cloud forming? Because he took the word of God to the extreme of integrity, and he received it as absolute truth. So then he didn't have to really look for natural signs to evidence his decision to build an ark. So he didn't have to look for any symptoms to believe that the Lord had intervened in the situation. So the heavens are open and the realm can be accessed. But this man receives an instruction from God, which God gave nobody else, not even his wife. Not even the strength, just give it to him straight. You know, we always know that, you know, God's going to give you a word and then give you a dream, or a prophet will come to bring confirmation. This man had no. He just took a word from the Lord straight. He didn't have to go run a political ad to find out whether this should be the guy that builds and acts to serve the nation. And this really, I can take a few seconds off this topic and talk about what will the current state we live in America today and around the world. When you look at things the way they're going, you can tell that these are the last days and Jesus is coming back. Look at the way the armies of the world are beefing up their security, and study carefully and see. Each nation now is, you know, modernizing their armies. And then you have the situation in Syria, which is becoming a split nation. Because if a nation becomes armies from another nation, you got the Russians there, you got the Turkish there, you got the Iranians. What are they doing there? They're preparing to do it, to launch an attack on Israel somehow. And you know, these guys are friends, they're buddies. So if Iran retaliates and begins to launch an attack on Israel, Israel is going to retaliate. So it's a sign of the end time. We see prophetically, Jerusalem now is back in the hands of Israel. What I mean by that is Israel's capital city is no longer the Palestinians. So it is for, you know, the Israelis. And even Saudi Arabia said, you know, you Palestinians, negotiate or shut up. Because now Saudi Arabia is now in cooperation with Israel to deal with Iran. And Saudi Arabia recognized the state of Israel for the first time. That is a big, big step forward. Now, God is really, he knows what he's doing. Now, if you look at America right now, and see what's happening, how God is shaking up Hollywood and things happening around the world. These are the end times and Jesus is coming back. Why would you not develop your word level in your spirit and faith? Because when Enoch walked with God, he was caught, translated, taken out of this world. It's a demonstration of the return of Christ. How the rapture is going to be when the Lord takes his children out of here. Some people don't believe in the rapture. Well, that's your problem. But we see the Lord promise to come and take his church. So when he comes to take his church, he knows. But you got to be ready. Watch this. It says here, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, moved with fear. So the devil has blinded those that are in fear and belief and doubt not to believe. What's happening now? Maybe you're hearing me for the first time. You're wondering, what's this guy talking about? I'm talking about faith. We have to practice faith while we're in this life. So when you go to heaven, you will not struggle to transition to the realm where faith is the currency and the language. So God said, let there be light, and light was. Spoke the word, and action accompanied it. God's word will not return to him void, but shall accomplish what he sent it forth for. So he spoke the word, and it came to pass. Let's look at verse 8. By faith, Abram, when he was called to go into the place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. By faith, Abram, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Now this man is told, go to Timbuktu. I'll give an example. I'll say Timbuktu, or go to a place where they don't speak your language. Now you speak English, but God, maybe, listen, guys, go to Indonesia or go to Russia or somewhere. And you don't know nobody there, and you have no credit card, and you have no, you know, no MasterCard. This is the challenge that Abraham faced. But that's where your inheritance is. So you have to go because God spoke to you. That's an act of faith. Step out of your comfort zone and go to the land. By faith, verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That is what faith does. It gives you access to the realm that the foundations and the builder and the maker is God. And no corruption can access the realm. Your miracle is not in your thought. Your miracle is in the spoken word of God. That's a very powerful statement I made. Let me say one more time. Your miracle is not in your thought. So stop searching it in your thought compartment. Your miracle is in the word. And when you receive the word, then you will receive your miracle. And the reason why people can't find a miracle, because they're looking for it in their thought. They're looking for it in Google. They're looking for it in their understanding. And you're going to be dry and empty, and you won't get nothing. But if you want to receive something, get in the word and believe what the word of God says. Because verse 9 makes it very clear. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise. God promised it. Yes. As in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promises. Man had a promise in verse 10. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Inheritors, where the one that is in control and has set the foundation and the builder is God, not the system that people idolize and worship. You don't understand, Mammon is in control of exchange, determines the rate of exchange, and that's what is going on in the world today. So people base their decision on their credit score, base their decision on who they know, base their decision on how much they make, base their decision on how they feel. But God is not limited to credit score, to how you feel, to your paycheck. God can bless you beyond your imaginations, your wildest dream. The Lord can do it. And that's what Abram knew. So he based his positioning in stepping out by faith, by revelation knowledge. I want to finish by saying this. Don't you question the methods through which God will bless you. Because sometimes God's going to bless you through people you don't like. And sometimes he's going to bless you through people you don't anticipate or expect. Because that's how God works. You have to take off limits of God and learn to hear when God speaks in your spirit, man. Can you hear the sound of heaven? Is God talking to you in your heart? Has he given you a word? Do you take that word serious? Do you believe it? Now, once you believe it, then you begin to confess it. You begin to profess it. That's what Abraham did. I'm going to this promised land. I don't know where I'm going, but I know who told me to go there. So I know who instructed me, and I'm going according to his instruction. He's a man of integrity. He is God. He created the earth I live in. And it says in verse 10 very clearly, for he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's not something in the natural. That was something in the supernatural, in the realm that is beyond understanding. And that's why you have to see God bigger than your mountain. You have to see God able to follow through with his word and to deliver on his promise. And he's able to fulfill his promise. And when I pray for the sick, I don't put limits on God. You know, I believe it's possible, and God will do it because God is able to do it. I went to pray for this woman in the hospital a few weeks ago. She had suffered a stroke, and the nurses had come in and ran a report. So when they went back, the nurse had stepped out. I came in, and the family was there, and I began to pray for her. By the time the nurse came back, the stroke had left, and the woman who could not close their mouth were able to close their mouth, and they were able to move their right leg. That's a shocker, no? Do you know that God can move faster than our imagination? You imagine somebody having a stroke and right there begin to receive restoration. It's impossible with man, but it's possible with God. We can enter the realm where we receive from God what he has promised, because he's not man, but God. I've seen the Lord change medical reports just like that. This man came to support me yesterday. He showed me his medical report. I prayed for him to be healed from HIV. And the ran test after test, they've run diagnosis. And the ran test after test. Each time it comes back negative, 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 negative. They can't find the virus. Why? Because the Lord entered his blood and siphoned the virus out. So they can't find it. And they keep coming. He's going to go back for more tests and they will never find it. It's been now over a year. We give God glory for that. Nothing is impossible when you believe. So, this may sound like, well, this man, what is he talking about? I'm talking about verse 10. The scripture comes to be real here for you. Because God's word is not just a letter, it's a rhema, revelation. So the Lord can heal and cure and remove cancer out of your system. He can take that bandage out of your system. Sometimes he'll do it instantly, sometimes gradually. But he's the one that does the miracle. And you can believe and receive, because nothing is impossible with the Lord. You had a testimony of the woman that testified. I prayed for her kidney had deformed and she was supposed to go for dialysis. I prayed for her, prophesied a new kidney in front of her family. And then after prophesying on her, they went back to the doctors. They ran tests and tests. Everything is normal. The kidney is normal. To God be the glory. What about the mother who brought a son that had only one testicle, the other one did not drop, and they were supposed to put a plastic one there? The day before she would go for that surgery, she stopped by church. I laid hands and I commanded a new testicle to show up there. And I said, it's done in Jesus' name. When they took the baby to the hospital, this nurse, the doctor said, let's run a test. They went to run a test before they could do the surgery, and they found another one there. That is what the one that builds the city, which has foundations and whose builder and the maker's God, is capable of doing, to walk into your situation and supernaturally turn it into a testimony. And to God be the glory. I'm going to pray for you right now. But before I even pray, I want to make an altar call. If you're hearing the broadcast and you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, but before I even pray, I repent, renounce my sin. Move my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you receive Jesus in your heart, you are born again. Keep the faith and don't lose it. Now, to God be the glory for those that have given their life to Jesus. I want to pray for you. If you're going through something in your life, you're discouraged, you have a problem, trust God to fix it. He's going to work a miracle. He's going to help you out. We decree and declare in Jesus' name that there'll be a shift in your life to the right direction, that God will vindicate you and deliver you and pull you out of those chains that have kept you bound. I decree and I declare that your mountain will be removed, and I speak to that atmosphere to change in your life. Say, I believe and I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. May your faith be activated to see a change in your life. May what belongs to you that have been held be released in the name of Jesus. Amen. You see, the Bible says we shall decree things, it shall be established. So you have learned to decree things and to be established in your life. In Jesus' name, take the limits of God and tell the devil, get out of my face. And he's going to leave. He will not stay because he's a liar. Let me say this to you. When I share these testimonies and I reflect on the goodness of God, I see the Bible carefully. If you look at the Spirit of God, how he moved in the Old Testament, when you study, you see how the Lord delivered the children of Israel when they walked through the Red Sea. The Lord made a way. It was at the crucial time because they were facing a danger that was bigger than their ability to resist. Had they retreated, they would have been killed. Had they marched into the ocean, they would have drowned. So they were stuck right there. But because the Lord was leading them by a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire, so they were protected. And then all Moses had to do is to take an instruction from the Lord, and God opened a door for them to walk through. That is the God that I'm talking about, that you can believe to move in your family, in your health, in your finances, in your situation. All he wants you to do is to release your faith and stop worrying about it. Because you can't say, God, move in my situation, and then you're worrying about it. No, you don't worry about it. So thank you for joining me on this show. I want to encourage all of you to stay tuned. Next week, we'll be back again for another powerful broadcast. Now, we have a crusade coming up on May the 26th and 27th at the DF Campus in Dero Beach. Mark your calendar. It's going to be powerful at the DF Campus, 400 South Swinton Avenue. And then August the 10th and 11th, we're going to be at the Kravis Center for another two National Miracles. We have youth camp coming up June the 11th through the 16th. You can call 561-337-9018 to register or go to our website. It's going to be powerful. Send the young people, young adults to this camp. They're going to be blessed. And also, you can watch our TV show every Sunday at 5 o'clock on Channel 13 and Channel 61 and 436 HD. Go to our website, www.pievangelism.net. May the good Lord bless you and keep you and encourage you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.